Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the news at 9. The headlines. Government to take additional measures to improve growth if needed in view of present economic situation. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley says fuel price hike is temporary and will be normalized soon. Union Cabinet approves additional investment of 12,000 crore rupees towards supplementary nutrition for children. Decides to merge 17 government presses into 5. Also approves revamping of Khelo India program. Security forces arrest Hizbul Mujahideen terrorist wanted in several cases from Anantnag district. One army jawan martyred in firing by Pakistani troops along the LOC in Kupavada district. Madras High Court orders stay on trust vote in Tamil Nadu Assembly until further orders in view of fluid political situation. Frantic rescue operations in full swing in Mexico after a powerful earthquake leaves more than 200 dead. And PV Sindhu, Saina Nehwal, K. Srikant, H.S. Pranoy and Samir Verma enter the second round of Japan Open Super Series Badminton in Tokyo. The finance minister has said the government will take additional measures if needed in view of the present economic situation to improve the growth. Replying to a media query after Union Cabinet meeting, Mr. Jaitley said he had held a series of meetings with concerned ministers and secretaries in the last 2 days and discussed the factors relating to the economy.
So we've taken note of all the indications which are coming, and over the last 2 days I have had a series of discussions with some of my ministerial colleagues, secretaries and other experts within the government, and of course the government will take any additional moves which are necessary.
Finance Minister Arun Jaitley has termed the hike in the prices of petrol and diesel as a temporary phenomena, saying it will soon be normalized. Replying to a media query over the issue, Mr. Jaitley said the recent spike is due to shrinking of refining capacity, which has been affected due to hurricane in the United States. He also targeted opposition parties for questioning the centre over the issue, saying why they are not reducing taxes on petroleum products if they are so serious.
जहाँ उन राजनीतिक दलों की सरकारें हैं राज्यों में वो स्टेट्स कितना टैक्स ले रही हैं पेट्रोल पे और जो केंद्र को भी टैक्स आता है पेट्रोल से उसका 42% भी स्टेट्स को जाता है तो कांग्रेस और सीपीएम की जहाँ राज्य सरकारें हैं वो कह दें कि उनको नहीं चाहिए पेट्रोल से टैक्सेशन चाहे सेंट्रल शेयर का या अपने राज्यों में जो वैट लेती.
The finance minister gave no indication of any cut in excise duty on petrol and diesel to cushion the spike in rates. He said the government needs revenue to support public spending. Mr. Jaitley said the government has increased public spending on infrastructure and whatever GDP growth is there, it is fueled by public spending and FDI. The Union Cabinet has approved increase of cost norms for supplementary nutrition provided in Anganwadis and for out-of-school adolescent girls under the Integrated Child Development Services. It will involve an additional investment of 12,000 crore rupees over the next 3 years. Briefing reporters after the meeting in New Delhi today, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley said the revised cost norms for children up to 6 years will be 8 rupees. For adolescent girls, pregnant women and lactating mothers, it will be 9.5 rupees. And for severely malnourished category, 12 rupees will be given.
चाइल्ड का एडिशनल न्यूट्रिशन होता है वो 6 रुपए होता था उसको 8 किया गया है. एडोलेसेंट और प्रेग्नेंट वुमेन का जो 7 था उसको 9.5 रुपए किया गया है और जो बहुत ज्यादा कमजोर थे सीवियरली मेल न्यूट्रिशन वो 9 रुपए से 12 रुपए किया गया है.
द कैबिनेट हैज अप्रूव्ड प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक बोनस ऑफ 78 डेज वेजेस फॉर रेलवे एम्प्लॉईज. About 12.3 lakh non-gazetted employees are likely to benefit from the decision. This does not include Railway Protection Force and Railway Protection Special Force personnel. The payment will be made before the Dashera Puja holidays.
Railways ke jo non-gazetted employees hain, इनको प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक्ड बोनस पिछले वर्ष का देना था 2016-17 का. जो फॉर्मूला था उसके हिसाब से ये 72 दिन का बनता था. 78 दिनों का प्रोडक्टिविटी लिंक्ड बोनस मंत्रिपरिषद ने अप्रूव किया है.
The government also decided to merge existing 17 government presses into 5 to rationalize and modernize them. Mr. Jaitley said the surplus employees will be redeployed in the new presses. He said 468 acres of land of merged presses will come to central land pool after the merger. The cabinet has also approved the revamped Khelo India program at a cost of 1,756 crore rupees for the period 2017-18 to 2019-20. The program aims at mainstreaming sports. Speaking on the revamped program, Sports Minister Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore said it will impact the entire sports ecosystem, including infrastructure, community sports, talent identification, coaching for excellence, competition structure and sports economy.
अभी तक खेल की जो स्कीम्स होती थी वो स्टेडियम निर्माण पे ज्यादा फोकस करती थी. ये स्टेडियम निर्माण तक सीमित नहीं रहेगी. ये व्यक्तित्व निर्माण, खिलाड़ियों का डेवलपमेंट और एक तरह से नए भारत के डेवलपमेंट उसके निर्माण की तरफ फोकस होगा. इस पे इट इज अ होलिस्टिक अप्रोच ऑफ टेकिंग द एंटायर स्पोर्ट्स गांव से लेकर ग्लोबल गेम्स तक एक सीमलेस नेटवर्क होगा इस खेलो इंडिया के तहत.
The Cabinet was apprised of the progress under the National Health Mission and decisions of Empowered Programme Committee and Mission Steering Group of National Health Mission. Speaking on it, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said, rate of decline of under 5 mortality rate during the National Health Mission period has nearly doubled. He said Millennium Development Goal 6 of halting and reversing incidence of malaria, HIV, AIDS and TB has been achieved. He said the National Health Mission has been a successful scheme.
जो NDG goal 4 था, that was under 5 mortality rate. इस under 5 mortality rate में हमें 42 पर पहुंचना था और हम 2015 में ही 43 पर पहुंच गए हैं. इसलिए जो Millennium Development Goals थे उसको हमने अचीव किया है as far as the under 5 mortality is concerned. As far as the MMR is concerned, that was the goal 5. उस goal 5 को हम लोगों ने अचीव कर लिया है.
The Cabinet today also approved extension of time period of the scheme Special Industry Initiative for Jammu and Kashmir, Udaan, till 31st of December next year. Initially, the time period of Udaan was up to 2016-17. Udaan is a national integration scheme with a goal to mainstream the youth of Jammu and Kashmir with the rest of the country. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army jawan was killed and at least two others injured in firing by Pakistani troops along the LOC in Kupwara district this morning. A senior police officer told AIR Srinagar that Pakistan Rangers, violating ceasefire agreement, opened fire at army's forward post in Keran sector in the district. Meanwhile, security forces have arrested Hizbul Mujahideen terrorist Adil Ahmed from Bijbehara area of Anantnag. He was wanted in several cases of attacks on security forces and panchayat officials. The Madras High Court has ordered a stay on holding any trust vote in the Tamil Nadu Assembly until further orders. It has also barred the Election Commission of India from initiating the process of holding by-elections to the 18 seats that were notified by the Speaker as vacant. The notification was made following the disqualification of the MLAs loyal to the AIADMK's sideline leader TTV Dinakaran on Monday. The disqualified MLAs filed petitions before the High Court yesterday seeking to declare the Speaker's order null and void. The petitions were clubbed with DMK leader MK Stalin's writ petition seeking to convene the State Assembly at the earliest to test the majority of the AIADMK government. They were heard by Justice M. Duraiswamy today. More from our correspondent.
All political activities based on the disqualification of the 18 AIADMK dissident legislators have effectively been put on hold by today's direction of the Madras High Court. It includes holding any trust vote on the floor of the State Assembly. The trust vote has been the main demand of the opposition prior to the disqualification of the MLAs. Now they prefer a trust vote only after the disposal of the present case. However, the court avoiding any specific direction today against the disqualification is viewed by political analysts as a setback as of now for the Dinakaran side. Jay Singh, AR News, Chennai.
President Ramnath Kovind has said that education is crucial to harness the energy of young people and make the country a developed society. Addressing the inaugural function of the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Jesus and Mary College in New Delhi today, Mr. Kovind said the goal of education is not just to acquire knowledge, but to enhance the welfare of the less privileged among people. The president said, "The truly educated are not the ones who collect degrees, but those who use the degrees and underlying scholarships to become nation builders." He stressed the need to upgrade the higher educational system and, to the extent possible, make it future-proof. Mr. Kovind said, "Indian education infrastructure, curricula and modes of teaching have to become 21st century compatible and dynamic enough to constantly embrace change." In international news, in Mexico City, thousands of soldiers, rescuers and civilians, including college students, are working side by side to dig through the tall piles of rubble from dozens of crumbled buildings due to the strong earthquake. Hundreds of volunteers have joined emergency services and rescue operations in the search for survivors. A huge earthquake has killed more than 200 people in central Mexico. Hurricane Maria, the devastating storm pushing northwest through the Caribbean, has landed in Puerto Rico today. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said it arrived in Yabucoa in the east of the U.S. territory, producing winds of 250 kilometers per hour. The hurricane is now around 32 kilometers west of San Juan, Puerto Rico's capital. The governor of Puerto Rico has told the island's 3.5 million people to seek shelter. There are also concerns that heavy rain could cause landslides in some places. Back home, Mumbai city and its suburbs have been witnessing intermittent rainfall since morning. Our correspondent reports that the flight operations at the Mumbai airport remain affected for the second day today.
The Mumbai police had issued high tide warning and fishermen have been warned against venturing into deep sea. Flight operations at the Mumbai airport remain affected for the second day today. Due to downpour, 5 long distance trains of Western Railway have been cancelled. While the vehicular movement on both Eastern and Western Express Highway is normal, traffic snarls are witnessed on few roads of the city in low-lying areas due to waterlogging. The bus services of the BSD are running smoothly. The Dabbawalas of Mumbai today cancelled the delivery of over 2 lakh tiffin to office goers in the city. With Pratna, this is Pooja Pal, AIR News, Mumbai.
In sports news, top Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu, Saina Nehwal, K. Srikant, H.S. Pranoy and Sameer Verma today entered the second round of Japan Open Super Series Badminton in Tokyo. Sindhu dished out another splendid performance, edging past Japan's Minatsu Mitani for the second time in as many weeks to reach the second round of the women's singles. Saina beat Thailand's P. Chochuwong in women's singles opening round. In men's singles, Srikant produced superlative performance to overcome China's Tian Haowei. Pranoy beat Denmark's Anders Antonsen, while Sameer humbled Thailand's Kosithvit Pradab. And the Indian Cricket Board has nominated Mahendra Singh Dhoni for the country's third highest civilian award, the Padma Bhushan, for his contribution to the game of cricket. Dhoni is already a recipient of the prestigious Rajiv Gandhi Khel Ratna Award and the Padma Shri Award. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to take additional measures to improve growth if needed in view of present economic situation. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley says fuel price hike is temporary and will be normalized soon. Union Cabinet approves additional investment of 12,000 crore rupees towards supplementary nutrition for children. Decides to merge 17 government presses into 5. Also approves revamping of Khelo India program. Security forces arrest Hizbul Mujahideen terrorist wanted in several cases from Anantnag district. One army jawan martyred in firing by Pakistani troops along the LOC in Kupawara district. Madras High Court orders stay on trust vote in Tamil Nadu Assembly until further orders in view of the fluid political situation. Frantic rescue operations in full swing in Mexico after a powerful earthquake leaves more than 200 dead. And PV Sindhu, Saina Nehwal, K. Srikant, H.S. Pranoy and Sameer Verma enter the second round of the Japan Open Super Series Badminton in Tokyo. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.